Hello and welcome to another podcast from ABC Local Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn. Each week on the program, we talk about health and fitness issues with Professor Gordon Lynch. He is the Professor of Physiology at the University of Melbourne. Gordon, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Rod.
You know, our lives are ruled by numbers, and we're talking about that this morning because we're talking about the stats that matter. Health stats that matter, in fact, because we are bombarded with statistics about our health, what our cholesterol ought to be, what our BMI ought to be, what our heart rate should be, all those sorts of things. It's easier than ever to track those details, but what are the ones that we really need to take a notice of? Gordon, you've been looking into this.
I have, and I thought, yeah, we are bombarded with numbers, and we're in a better position than ever before to monitor those. And that can be encouraged in certain ways as long as it doesn't become an obsession. But yeah, it's the question is about your health and which numbers are perhaps more important than others. And I thought that was important that we could look at some of those key parameters and decide which one are the most important for our health.
Okay, so the question though to begin with surely is, can your health be summarised just by a few numbers?
I don't think that good health is something that can be entirely captured by just a few numbers or a couple of tests. But the purpose here is if you can keep your eye on a few key indicators, it sort of gives you you're in control of it. You're in a powerful way. You can sort of chart your progress, if the way that you're living a healthier lifestyle, you're taking care of your body and so on. And yeah, if you're given a set of numbers initially, if some of the numbers don't look great at the start, then it doesn't matter, because I think as long as we stick with the program, and that could be advised by a doctor and so on, that we can improve those numbers. And you know, if we stick with the healthy habits, potentially we can modify those numbers so that we'll look something which might modify our risk for certain health conditions.
Now, as always, the first thing you start with is going to your local GP, and they will be able to help you with the most basic of health stats, and that is your blood pressure.
You go to your GP first. Your doctor or your specialist is the first person. If you're going to be tracking these numbers, and these are related to your health, then you need to have a health check from someone who's qualified, and that's a doctor or your specialist, and that's to get a health baseline. So the numbers have to be accurate. They need to be verified by your doctor. And from there, they can do the requisite checks. They can organise for the right blood tests to be performed, other procedures if required. And remember that they're the only ones that can provide you with a diagnosis about a health condition, the only ones that can really provide you with medications or specific approvals for interventions, whether it be medications, whether it be exercise, whether it be dietary modifications related to your specific health condition and so on. And they're the ones that provide you with the definitive health status. So it's important to have that health check first. Discuss whatever conditions that you have, any plans you have for interventions, could be about exercise, get their okay to proceed. But once you get that health check, I think you can then keep tabs on your health. You can monitor your progress in different ways. And I think that comes to the question about which stats are more important than others. And you mentioned blood pressure as one of them.
Why is blood pressure so important?
Yeah, look, blood pressure, we often refer to it as the silent killer. And the fact that blood pressure is the force in which blood's pushing, around the arteries as the heart's beating, over time, if that pressure's too high, if you just liken it to plumbing, then if you've got a weak link in that system or the pipes are blocked, there's the propensity for clots to form that can lead to cardiovascular diseases and so on. So the numbers that you get from your blood pressure, the upper reading, the systolic reading, the maximum pressure of blood that's occurring with each heartbeat, the bottom reading, the diastolic or the minimum pressure that's occurred when the heart is filling with blood, those values can tell you whether you're in a range of what a normal blood pressure will be or whether you're at risk for high blood pressure. And your doctor's best placed in terms of reporting for you, but there are numbers that are bandied about. If you're ideally lower than 120 is the upper reading and 80 millimetres of mercury, so lower than 120 over 80 is classified as optimal, you have 120 up to about 129 on 84 is normal, and then after that you start getting into the high normal and eventually defined by the Heart Foundation as having high blood pressure. If your systolic reading, that upper value, is equal or higher than 140 millimetres of mercury, and the diastolic pressure is less than or is greater than or equal to 90 millimetres. Meters of mercury. So those two values give you an indication of the upper reading, the lower reading, and it's a very important one to monitor, that you can monitor yourself sometimes at home with those kits, as long as they're verified and calibrated properly. But it's important to get the baseline reading from your doctor first, and then you can track that blood pressure just to make sure that you don't start to get into that dangerous range.
All right. Now, one of the most obvious stats that you might want to deal with is something that doesn't require a blood pressure machine or anything like that, but just requires a measuring tape. And we are talking about your waist circumference. It can be pretty disappointing when you go to try on a new pair of pants or something, or when you're going to buy new clothes or something like that. But you just need a tape measure. And the tail of the tape can be either good news or bad news.
Yeah, look, it's a valuable method. As you say, you don't need anything sophisticated to keep tabs on it. And I think for me, that's the thing that I've struggled with really all my life, to be honest. I'm not necessarily overweight, whatever, but my waistline, it tends to be in this range where it's getting into that dangerous area. For men, a waist circumference greater than or equal to 94 centimetres is associated with an increased risk. Now, for me, you've got to be careful about that, and greater than or equal to 100 to 102 centimetres is greatly increased risk. Now, it depends on certain ethnic characteristics and so on in terms of those actual numbers, and that's why it's important to get that first thing checked by your doctor for your own condition. If you want to monitor it and see how your exercise intervention or your healthy eating plan is working and so on, you can track that with a very simple tape measure around the waist, and it sort of goes hand in hand, I think, with the measurement of your body weight. Not to be obsessive about it, but you can track your body weight regularly. The variety of bathroom scales these days is quite sophisticated compared to many years before, and they can give you a whole range of different readings. But just measuring that body weight and tracking that over time is a very important way that we can track our health. And I think risks for certain health conditions, whether it be cardiovascular diseases and so on, really are related to the state of those numbers. And we can help ourselves, and we can keep track when we're going to our doctors to make sure that we're in particular ranges and report to them what you've been finding.
Gordon Lynch, our guest, talking health and fitness this morning, the stats that matter. So your blood pressure, your waist circumference, your body weight, they're easy to keep a track on. The thing about waist circumference also is that belly fat that you talk about, that has a significant deleterious effect, using one of your favourite words, on your internal organs. That's the problem, isn't it?
It is. It's the fat the fat underneath and surrounding those organs has been linked in recent times to increased risk for many conditions. And if we think about some cancers, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, all increase, the risk for those increase with an increasing waistline. So we need to be really careful of that and pay attention to it and monitor it accordingly.
Something else that's pretty easy to monitor is your heart rate, your resting heart rate. So at the moment, Gordon, I can tell you that mine is 70, which is between 60 and 80, obviously, and that is the ideal resting heart rate. The lower, the better, until you get down to dangerous levels, it's fair to say. But it's also how soon it returns to your resting heart rate after you've exercised or you've exerted yourself.
Yeah, and we've done a show recently about resting heart rate and tracking fitness, that typically the lower the better as a measure of your aerobic fitness and so on. And what I mean about tracking your heart rate is that you can actually tell if you're not well or if you're overtraining and those sorts of things, if your resting heart rate starts to elevate. So you may detect that my voice is not 100%. I can tell you that last week I noticed, because I track my heart rate through my wearable device that I have here, and I noticed that my resting heart rate was increasing. I thought, what's going on here? And lo and behold, within a day or two, I was struck down by the cold that's going around. And so it really is a very important clue as to your general health. If you know what your resting heart rate is, yes, it's an indication of your general fitness level, and you can improve as you improve your fitness, your resting heart rate should lower because it's an indication that the heart's pumping more efficiently. But in this case also, it can also be tracking it as an indicator of overall health based upon your susceptibility to different conditions. And if you're not feeling well, typically the body is responding to some sort of challenge, and that means the heart rate starts to go to increase to get the immune system into action. So resting heart rate, another easy one that we can track, and a number that's valuable for us.
So another thing that you need to do from time to time is have blood tests, because your blood can tell you a lot of things. And one of the things I will always say to you is you need to fast from midnight and have a blood glucose level check. That'll tell you about diabetes, but it'll tell you about other things as well.
It does. So I think the blood markers for cholesterol and for fasting blood glucose, very important for assessments of diabetes and so on, but also our risk for cardiovascular conditions based upon cholesterol levels. So not all cholesterol is bad. You know, we have the low-density lipoprotein, the LDL, and that's typically has a negative connotation, and we have the high-density lipoproteins, the HDL cholesterol. Typically, that's about more of a protective effect, and the various levels of those, you know, will vary between different individuals, but your doctor is best placed for you to determine which range you should be in. But there are numbers that tell us about what total cholesterol should be, typically below 4 millimoles per litre. Your LDL and your HDL levels will also have typical values, and that's best to be consulted, I think, with your doctor to verify what they are. But you can check them, and the same with your fasting blood glucose level. You can have that checked. There are home kits as well that can do blood testing and so on, but I think to verify this and have it accurate, because we need to know what's going on in an accurate way for these numbers, best to check with your doctor. But the stats that matter here relate to blood cholesterol levels and fasting blood glucose as an overall indication for general health.
Okay, and the last thing, the last stat that matters, is something that all you need to track this one is your watch, maybe, or a clock, or even you can do it by the sun in the sky, Gordon, and that is the amount of exercise. Now, you've talked and others have talked many times about at least half an hour of vigorous exercise, well, as often as you can. Maybe five times, six times a week, four times a week, you might be getting up there, do a little bit more than the half hour, but that is a very straightforward stat.
It is, and I've tried to keep it as simple as possible about those stats that are meaningful for us, ones that we can track very well. And I think physical activity levels, the most recent recommendations from health authorities, really is telling us now that any exercise is better than none, and it all counts. So before, you had to get it in, accumulated in certain levels of blocks and so on. If we're trying to accumulate exercise over the course of the day, it may be 30 minutes on most days of the week, you know, of moderate intensity exercise, so in, you know, moderate level walking, so huffing and puffing, that sort of thing, but also other incidental activities as well. Don't neglect those, because they all add up to those numbers. So if we can reach this number, which may be 150 minutes as our minimum level that we can try and accumulate over the course of the week, then we can look at that on a daily basis and say, well, some days I'm doing more than others, but overall I'm reaching a particular target. So we try and keep it as simple as possible, and that magical number of 150 is sort of like our starting point. If we that, we know we're tracking well. If you can't get to that straight away, then don't despair. Maybe this is all about starting from somewhere. If we're not doing anything currently, we go from nothing to something. That's our first start. And then we start to stick with that program, get our program that's improving our different parameters of health and fitness, and you'll start to see improvement in those numbers. And I think that's very rewarding, and that's why I think checking these particular numbers is good, because it can give you a bit of a boost to say, well, why am I doing this exercise? It's because I can see these numbers change, and they're changing in the right direction. That's good for everybody.
All righty. Good advice, Gordon. Very simple to follow, and you will be better for it by checking those stats. Gordon, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Rod.
Gordon Lynch, Health and Fitness. Well, that's another podcast from ABC Local Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn. Thanks for listening.